doing well pump hacking. Just don't break anything. Exciting edition of This Old Hack. Well, I'm back at it again, fucking around with that old well house of mine, and I'm really super geeking it tonight. I'm a super geeky. I'm like last year when I went to work on the well pump. It was hot as hell tonight. It's rather chilly. Probably a good 50 degrees cooler than it was when I worked on it in the middle of summer. But needless to say, this is a good time to go back over and touch on some of the points that I might not have exactly been quite clear about originally. Talk about a couple other things. Just getting my stuff set up here, my tools and beer and everything I'm gonna need. Got my headlamp on. I'll talk about the headlamps first. Now, this is the cheapest and probably, in my opinion, the worst type of headlamp you could have because it's, first of all, it's not an LED headlamp. It's a single incandescent bulb, so it's bulkier. It sits kind of far out, so it wobbles a whole lot. Now, with the newer, a little bit more expensive LED lights, they're brighter and they don't take as big of batteries, and of course they last a whole lot longer than the incandescent bulbs. And the ones they sell at Walmart are okay, but I had this one really nice headlamp one time. I found it in the woods camping, and it was made by Black Diamond. The thing that was nice about it, and I've never seen any of the regular retail stores carry this particular model. The thing about it that made it nice was the battery pack was in the back of the headband, because the headlamp, you know, it's an elastic band with a light on the front. Well, this Black Diamond unit, the batteries were in the back, so the weight was evenly distributed, and the light panel was really slender, and you could fold it down, and you could probably conceal it under like a toboggan hat, you know, like a thick winter hat. It was slim enough to where you could probably hide it. And it was very comfortable, and you didn't ever have to worry about shaking your head and losing the position of the light. Somebody found it for me in Northern California. So right now all I'm doing is I'm trying to find some thread tape. And I didn't ask my wife to pick any up when she went to the store. It's kind of funny what happened. The other day, the power in the kids' room just went out. Just the kids' room. Obviously, I checked the breakers and that wasn't the problem. There's just no power. Well, yesterday, after the power being off for a couple of days, it just mysteriously came back on. We're like, okay, everything is good. Well, today, while I was at work, the power went out again, and this time, the power to the well went out. Well, my wife came out here to messed with the well pump switch, which I touched on in a previous episode, episode 5. And if you tap it with a stick after it's been turned off, it'll cause it to cut back on. And I've had some couple of requests to be more clear about the nature of the well pump pressure switch, so I'm going to go into that too.
Thank you for listening to Hack Republic Radio. HPR is sponsored by Caro.net, so head on over to caro.net for all your hosting needs.